Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. Eileen Ivers will be returning to the Mid-South. She's going to be at Germantown Performing Arts Center this Saturday evening at 8. As it says on her website, Eileen Ivers will change the way you think about the violin. She's been hailed as a sensation by Billboard magazine, a virtuoso by the Irish Times, the Jimi Hendrix of the violin by the New York Times, and the future of the Celtic fiddle by the Washington Post. Eileen Ivers has established herself as the preeminent exponent of both the Irish fiddle on the world today and is a pioneer and educator in her field. She's a Grammy winner and Emmy nominated. She's been guest star with over 50 orchestras, including the London Symphony Orchestra, Boston Pops, and the Cleveland Orchestra. She was the original musical star of Riverdance, which you probably saw right here on our Channel 10. She's collaborated with Sting, The Chieftains, Patti Smith, and Al Di Meola. She was a founding member of Cherish the Ladies and has performed on movie soundtracks, including Gangs of New York and Back to Titanic. And most importantly, she's a 9-time All-Ireland Fiddle Champion and All-Ireland Banjo Champion, and she's on the phone with me. Hi, Eileen.
Hey, Daryl, I'm exhausted.
Well, you certainly deserve to be.
Oh, you're sweet.
I know we're excited about having you come back here to the Mid-South. Of course, we have a big Celtic ancestry population here that will love to hear you. So give us an idea of what we're going to hear on Saturday night at GPAC.
Thank you, Daryl. Great to hear you again and speak with you. And, of course, we're really looking forward to coming back to GPAC and that area. Actually, you hit on something wonderful. In our music, there's a 5-piece band, myself, all kinds of instruments, and we'll also be joined by some Irish dancers on the night from the Inis Aclis School of Irish Dance.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's a show that we really try to connect the roots, Daryl. You mentioned the folks down around the South, as we know, have wonderful Irish ancestry, and I'm actually first generation Irish American. My parents were born in Ireland, but so many folks, as we know, claim Irish heritage. So a part of what I love to do in our performances is obviously play some traditional music, but also the links that tie Irish music with other roots elements of African music or French Canadian music to these other roots elements. So folks will hear some bluegrass tunes, some even Cajun tunes that come out of, again, the Irish roots from just hundreds and hundreds of years of immigration and a very strong diaspora.
Yeah, very true. And I think that's a valuable point that you bring up, that a lot of times when people hear your name, they think, oh, she's going to be playing Irish fiddle. But you actually, it's more of a world music thing with you these days, isn't it?
It is, Daryl, yeah. Again, just I think being born in New York and through the years, you know, going to Ireland all the time, I'm firmly rooted in traditional Irish music. But again, the band and I, we just love the journey of the music. It's so rich, and it has affected so much other musical styles and really the Americana roots and that. And those parallels, we just really enjoy sharing with the audience, kind of explaining it a little bit, you know, getting them to sing some of these songs that are very old. But again, you can hear the tradition, the heartbreak, the angst, the journey of the people, definitely the joy, you know, in the music as well. It's a folk music based, so naturally there's a lot of emotion that's very real and honest in the music. So, you know, from hearing airs that are centuries old to, you know, some more original pieces written in that style, like I mentioned, some bluegrass tunes, some sing-alongs with the audience to really hopefully kind of have the folks understand at the end of the concert the journey of the people, of the familiarity, I think, of American you know, spirit with Irish, especially now gearing up this month of March that we're all in.
Oh, sure.
and having the focus on that, which is wonderful, and just it's a very, I think, just an accessible kind of music that people really relate to. And we just absolutely still love touring, Daryl, and sharing these stories and these tunes.
Now, as we heard at the beginning of the interview here, and as I mentioned, when a lot of people hear your music and hear your name, they think of a certain style of music. But I'm going to play something for our listeners now that may be a little bit a little bit different from what they might have expected from you. Now, Eileen, that, of course, was something that was based on an earlier recording of yours, Pachelbel's Frolics, and I found this on YouTube, on your YouTube channel, and I want to mention to our listeners that this is all you. That's not a band. That's just you playing, I guess, in maybe your music room at home or in a studio. So tell us what's going on there.
Thank you, Daryl. Wow, you did some good fishing there. that's a lot of fun, and actually the folks will see that live in the concert as well. I used a loop pedal that has three different loopers built into it. It's amazing. Again, I think just a wonderful thing to embrace technology and, again, show the vibrant tradition that, you know, we're representing, that it is ever-changing, and certainly with electronics and the technology, I think to embrace it is quite fun. So I run an electric fiddle, which the wonderful company Zeta actually made, and I have a little wireless input, and I run it through some effect pedals, which are like guitar-based, maybe some, you hear on that track, some octave dividers and wah-wah pedal, a little distortion there, and and just kind of basically use the violin, which I'm obviously biased, but I think it's just an incredible instrument of such variety of rhythm and lead, and, you know, you hear some bass notes there, I was hitting the fiddle for some groove with an octave divider, give it a little bit of like a kick drum effect and wah-wah, you know, rhythmic kind of strokes there that simulate a little guitar rhythm. And again, obviously build. And as we know, Pachelbel is just this huge, you know, array of string lines that interweave. So it was a lot of fun just to, I think, retake an old tune and kind of mash up a little classical Irish and modern sort of techno, I think.
Well, it's an amazing thing to see. And I do encourage our listeners to go to your YouTube channel and check that out, because it's quite incredible. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Riverdance, because that was a big deal in your career. I mean, you had already become quite well known as an Irish fiddler and obviously a contest winner, but did that sort of really open you up to a bigger audience?
It did, Daryl. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. It was, I think, just to be on the world stage with this incredible show. It was in the late 90s. You know, it came out of Ireland. I was in the original production and toured with the show for 3 years. And, you know, thank God we got everywhere. It was such a blessing to, again, be in this production that really showcased the music, the song, the language, and, of course, the dance of Ireland. And in a very, I think, wonderful way, a very high level. And it really reached audiences, as you mentioned, all over the world. And, you know, we toured all over the States with that. And I think, you know, so much for me, I know certainly I grew just during that time period of, hopefully, I think, as a performer, as really relating to an audience, to even try to break down that fourth wall all the time, that to really reach out and emote to an audience and make it real every night, you know, improvise. There was sections of the show that, thankfully, I was able to really kind of go with it and make up each night with a few little solo sections. And I just, I think, really grew just so much in those years, and it was a wonderful privilege to be part of.
Yeah, it's a fabulous thing, and we still air it pretty regularly here on our public TV station, which of course is affiliated with the radio station. So we still see you regularly there.
Quite a few years ago now, but still rocking it, Daryl.
Absolutely. What we heard at the beginning of the interview was from the CD, which is out now, which is called Beyond the Bog Road. But I understand that as we're recording this, you're actually in the middle of working on a new CD.
Yeah, we are, Daryl, working on a new record, which is more reflective of some of the newer songs now. I'm actually writing a lot of songs, lyrics and tunes kind of in there, and it's been a really fun experience, again, coming just out of natural, again, progression of where the group I perform with, the band and I are doing, and the instrumentation in the band. There's some horns, trumpet and baritone, sax and upright bass, accordions, keyboards, a lot of percussion, whistles, and it's all becoming there. And I love when I make CDs, I always look at hopefully having a theme, and I still love this CD nature, because it's much, I think, more intimate than downloads, where you could really explain through liner notes and hopefully have a cohesive message as a full thought, a full story within a CD. And this is really tied together, interestingly enough, looking at the tunes and where I just was in a writing spree of just, I think, very positive imagery and positive music. It's interesting, and when we perform this, I don't know, there's something wonderful about just that uplifting, feel-good things that we always do within our shows, but this CD is even more so in that alignment. And we'll be doing some actually from the new CD at the show in Germantown, which is I'm looking forward to. But you know, it's wonderful to have a balance of obviously a lot of emotions in a show, and this certainly is more on the uplifting end.
Well, we'll look forward to that. When will that be out, do you know?
Yeah, we're hoping this summer, Daryl, it'll be out, and it'll be called Shine, after a song I wrote using actually my father-in-law's words on the lyrics, on the verses there, from a poem that he wrote many years ago. He was an amazing man from Ireland, so it's kind of the past and present kind of coming together on that one.
Wonderful. Eileen Ivers returning to Germantown Performing Arts Center this Saturday evening at 8. Get your tickets now, 751-7500, or online at gpacweb.com. Eileen, it's always a treat to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Back at you, Daryl. Thank you so much for your time and for letting the folks know, and we hope to see folks come down and join the party on this coming Saturday. So thank you so very much.